Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
You ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out, okay?
All aboard!
Thank you.
This is Sheffield Live.
Just realised I've been sat here for ages and I've not tested the mic. That seems all right, doesn't it?
Standard.
Yes. There's so many other things to fix. The lighting, the studio visuals.
Get the music on.
Get the
most importantly.
Yes, that is actually most important. Check out the new corkscrew in the corner of the studio.
He's still here.
Yes. Shout out to Sexy Steve, not me. Right, anyway, sorry. Hello, good evening and welcome.
Hello, hello.
It's gone 9 o'clock on a Sunday, so that means the two of us have dragged ourselves into the studio.
And hopefully you've dragged yourself to the radio.
Fingers crossed. Yes, it's 2 hours of top quality community radio to finish off your weekend, to see you into the week, prepped full of...
Depends though, doesn't it? Depends how slow we are on the upload. Well, I wasn't particularly quick this week, were we?
No, I think it was Thursday.
Wow. Yeah, I got grumbled at by my brother. Said, had to listen to the David Lynch special for the 10th time. Waiting for this one to land.
Busy week this week, so I will probably be doing the upload tonight.
Ooh. Oh.
But this means nothing to you if you're listening now.
Making a rod for your own back again.
Sorry, yes. So this is the night train, steady roll until 11.
Yeah, show number 409,
yep.
If you're counting. We're nearly there. Next week, big anniversary.
Yes, 10th birthday. And the crowd go mild. But we've got a show to get through tonight.
We have. We started out tonight with a new one, a new old one. New rework, reversion. I know what you say. Anyway,
yeah.
It's Brian Jackson doing the classic, The Bottle, but that is new production from Masters at Work, featuring UK legend Omar as well. That was... So there's several mixes of this on this release, on this EP. That was the Masters at Work dub. I'm trying to strap it down because there's so many different Masters at Work remixes.
Yes.
Bass hit dub, Harlem dub. I think that was just the ordinary dub.
Yes, that was what the label was. So,
If you get the EP, there's 6 tracks, I think. Digital's got a few more, 9 on there. There's the version of Winter America as well, and a bunch of other stuff coming out, including a 7-inch. What did I just look at? The Revolution Will Not Be Televised with Black Thought. That looks cool. We'll send that one out for Chris Welsh. Sounds like this. We've been. What was I going to say? Oh, I've run out of time.
You have.
Damn. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
Prüfung hier? Naja, alles klar. Geht los. Du hörst Nachtzug auf Sheffield Live.
We'll be right back. sorry, Mr. Cook.
Don't you know that you're gonna make me feel alright?
baby, she gonna give me so much more. Oh, yeah. Her name is Gloria. Wanna tell you that her name is Gloria. I wanna tell you that the chick's name is Gloria. Yeah, yeah. Oh, she makes me feel so good about it.
Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Howdy, howdy, welcome back.
That was set one done and dusted.
Pretty raucous.
It was, yeah. That's what I was going for with that set. For set one, get the raucous tunes out of the way. In a good way. Not out of the way, yeah, played. Yeah, yeah. That's what I should say. Getting them out of the way seems like it's a chore. Never a chore. Yes, this is the Night Train, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. The two of us just picking songs this week. Had a guest mix last week. But just the two of us getting deep into the picks today. We started off with Dead Moon, with Dead Moon Night. That was a band from the hell that is Portland, Oregon. I've not written anything else about that. I think I heard it in the Bagel. Shout out to the folks from Best Boy Bagels?
Yeah.
I think I shazammed it in there.
Yeah.
Did we see one of the fellas from there on Friday night?
Possibly.
I think he used to work at the Harley. I don't know his name. That's pretty bad. I think he knows you. I'm sure I saw him say hello to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So shout out to them. Yeah, we saw them on Friday night for the Sounds Like This birthday party.
Yes, that's what I was trying to lead into before we ran out of time on the intro. 25 years, Sounds Like This, Phonetics. 25 years of Phonetics, closely related to Sounds Like This, as in
yes,
our man Chris Welsh at the helm. Fun was had. It was a good night, wasn't it?
It was a good night. I really enjoyed myself. And we didn't stay too late, which is always...
Yeah, we left when Giles Peterson left.
Yes, we were just behind him, weren't we?
We are slightly younger than him. He has a good reason to go home at that time. I also did, because I had to get up early, and it was kid's birthday night. So it was definitely it.
Hey, but we made it out. There was a while, listeners, when it was a game of chicken.
It was very, very rainy.
Yes.
I think I've been trick-or-treating. I was absolutely drenched.
And I think Harry got back the first day back at work after a holiday. And I think all of us are waiting for one of the other ones to cancel.
Did all just go, I can't. It's yeah. Chucking it down. I'm so wet.
But we made it, listeners.
And it was well worth it.
It was.
It was great.
So after that, was there a new one?
There was. That was Unknown Mortal Orchestra, keeping it in the Pacific Northwest. I think they're from Portland.
No, he moved there. He's from New Zealand. But did move to Portland.
Yes. That was called Death Comes From The Sky, off a new EP called Curse, released earlier this year on digital, apparently. But I think it's only just got a vinyl release, which is why I've only just read about it. It could be that. Or I could just be slow and catching up. Anyway, yeah, it's supposed to be taking inspiration from Italian horror films of the 70s and 80s. They say the perfect soundtrack to your next confrontation.
Oh,
sounds weird.
Playing Sheffield next year.
They are. I was just putting that. They're playing the Foundry. They're doing like four dates at Hackney Earth as well, which is odd. Like back-to-back nights.
Oh, that is odd.
It's a lot of nights.
Isn't it? I mean, like, you know, they're popular. People like them, but you just...
Four seems quite a lot. Anyway, if they sell out, good luck to them. Who am I to tell them off? After that, you went to a very deep part of Appalachian Mountains. That was Pastor Chris' congregation. But don't worry, it's just a snake bite. What has happened to this generation? From the album on Sublime Frequencies, you can get this on Bandcamp, West Virginia Snake Handler Revival, They Shall Take Up Serpents. So this is documenting the last remaining snake handling church, featuring hillbilly guitars, trance rhythms, howling vocals, all recorded 100% live without overdubs. There's a great quote on this, on their page, where it says, the guy who does the recording says, as much as I've travelled around the globe to remote areas such as Comoros, Southeast Sahara, or upriver in Suriname, few places have felt more foreign or exotic than this part of the Appalachian. So,
I thought it was like a made-up thing, but it's like a...
It's bonkers.
Yeah.
Absolutely bonkers. If you want to know more, yeah, just have a look online. It's
yes,
pretty nuts stuff.
Yeah, for the Listen Again crew, there's a link to the review and whatnot on the Quietus website. Then after that, as a way of an apology,
yeah, New Wagon Christ. We played Luke last week, didn't we?
We did.
So yeah, back on one of his new cuts. This is from an album called Plant Roll on the Dutune label. I think his first as Wagon Christ for quite a while. I haven't actually tracked them all. But,
I didn't even realise it was new.
Yeah, this is a new, brand new. It's like out this week. But this one, I don't know, to me, although it is new, it does sound like, it reminds me of a cross between SpongeBob SquarePants music and early Mr. Scruff.
Yes, I think.
It's got a kind of like slightly wacky humour, undersea vibe. But yeah, lots of cool drum breaks in that song as well, which is a thing we always like.
100%. And then we finished up with a version of Gloria by them, and that was Rob London and the Rogues, taken from the compilation Highs in the Mid 60s Volume 13 Texas Part 3. That's a spin-off series from the Pebbles compilations, which are themselves a spin-off from the Nuggets compilations. If you want to chuckle, make yourself laugh, we'll put a link to the Discogs write up about Pebbles. It's pretty funny. So yeah, it's pretty expensive to get a copy of that originally on 45, but you can get the compilation a bit cheaper. Right, we're gonna play some new drum and bass that sounds like old drum and bass.
Oh, my favorite. Thank you.
This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Well, listeners, our one is rapidly drawing to a close.
Flying through tonight.
Isn't it just?
That's what happens when it's so good.
Yeah. But also, we've not got any really long songs for a change. So we're rattling through them in the nicest possible way. This is the Night Train Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, worldwide, sheffieldlive.org. All the other places. DAB, if you live somewhat close. Still haven't done the test to see how far you can pick up the signal.
Yeah. I have done... you know, going towards Derbyshire in the car, but haven't gone the other directions with it tuned in yet.
Well, Christmas is coming. All of us will be driving all over the place. Let us know how far you can pick up the signal. Get in touch at thenighttrain.co.uk on Blue Sky. Right, do you probably want to know what you heard? Kicked off with what I describe it as new drum and bass that sounds like old drum and bass. It was Tim Reaper and Mantra and Decibella with Golden Hour. Released last month on Fabric's label. Tim Reaper's now got a bit of time on his hands as he's taken, I think he's paused or maybe stopped Future Retro London, which was his label. After 50 releases just specifically on that label, but then 90 in total of different ones. Whoa. Like link ups with other places. So he's just going to be taking a bit of time off for himself. So good for him.
Yeah, well deserved, I think.
Yeah, it's a really good EP as well. I thoroughly recommend it. One of the tunes is... it kind of struck me as well. Listen to this. This is odd. It kind of fades out, but like while the breakbeats are going, which you don't usually hear on. You kind of have a long, extended outro. Yeah. So it's sort of
so like the elements would drop out.
Yeah.
To make it easy to mix.
Yes, but no, it just sort of fades out. Like it's at the end.
I
of
heard
it.
Something the other day where that happened, and I had the similar thing to you. Maybe it was something I played in last week's show. Like you say, that doesn't normally happen.
No.
It just sort of faded out like mid-song. It's like they just didn't know how to finish it. So just went, throw a fade in.
Yeah, the Tim Reaper one. It sounds like the end of a tape pack. Just like fading out. Like in, I don't know.
MC's still going.
Yeah. So talking to MCs, we went to the local Flex. Mongrels of Chokehold, released 10 years ago this year. The EP was High Concept, Low Budget. Mongrels are Kid Acne and Benjamin. Shout out to Kid Acne. He did the poster and the t-shirt. For the Phonetics. We're going to see if we can mention it every link. Yeah, you're right, we should have bought one. It looked good.
It did look nice. Was it a back print or a front print, though?
That's what we couldn't understand, yeah. We didn't figure out. And it was right at the front of the door, so... I mean, it's
not
going to
hang around, it'd be annoying.
No, just get in.
Yeah.
Spend money at the bar. Following that, we had a Treasure Island release from 64, produced by Duke Reed. Dottie and Bonnie with Dearest. That was Dorothy Dottie Reed, no relation to Duke, and Bonnie Frankson. Dottie sadly passed away 2018. We've since found out from reading YouTube comments.
Oh, yes.
But that's a lovely song. And then topped it off with...
oh, yes. Why Jackie Beavers, Love That Never Grows Old. Detroit Thumper from 1967 on the Revelot label. Somewhat rare now. Originals, anyway. In the thousands, basically. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
Don't go near that. I think it's mainly for the A-side, which is kind of like a big northern tune, I think. There has been a reissue of it on Out of Sight, so it's a bit easier to get hold of. But I think the original, it sounds like reading about it, the original got, it was slated to come on a label shortly after the Parliament's I Want to Testify. No, like the original Parliament's version, George Clinton.
I picked up a copy of that the other day.
So because that was such a big hit, I think they were a sort of small label and they couldn't...
couldn't do the two at once.
So basically they just focused on just keep knocking out copies of Parliament's I Want to Testify, and to the detriment of the singles that came after it. That was one of them. What have we got next?
So next we're going to have a little bit of reggae to finish off our one. I think we have got a disco mix as well, but the first one isn't a disco mix. Because... it's one of those where it's good, but it doesn't really do anything.
Yeah.
So if you were
to throw in all of the mixes.
Yes. So if you were like, I don't know, in... I want to say in the dance, but it makes me sound like a... if you're at a night when it was being played, it was just one person DJing for 6 hours, then it's perfect. So you get somebody toasting over the top.
Yeah.
Maybe some live sax, something like that. But on the radio, we like to keep it somewhat interesting.
Do we?
Yes.
Do we?
Well, I suppose, yeah. Listeners, you can be the judge of that. Let us know. Send us a message on bluesky@thenighttrain.co.uk. If you're lucky enough to have our number, no, don't give us feedback directly. I don't know if I could take it. Anyway, so this one in the background, someone was asking about the beds we use. It is the Bush Babies. Remember We, the TNT hastily extended instrumental mix. I think it's Salam Remy on the boards with this one.
Yeah, it's got to be mid-90s, right?
Yes. Right, so this one's about to come to an end. Sharon Little, Don't Mash Up Creation, is going to take us into... some more reggae and then out.
Save our nations. Traveling